این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. In the early days of Islam, the ideal Islamic government ruled twice. First, at the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. And secondly, when Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, governed in Kufa. In such a government, all are equal before the law because the Islamic law is a divine one. And all, whether the ruler, the prophet, the imam, or the common people, are equal before Allah, be he blessed, the exalted. The Islamic leader was not like kings and presidents. He was coming and sitting among the people in a small mosque in Medina and listening to their words. Those who had the country's destiny in their hands were meeting the common people in the same mosque in such a way that when somebody entered the mosque could not differentiate the leader and government officials from the populace.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the self-building and combat with the self. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that if you want your country to be independent so that others cannot interfere in it, begin with yourself. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, the apparent look of the speech is that he's talking about the freedom. Now, but the freedom has a meaning. If you want to be independent, this independency means that you be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you are not dependent on anyone else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is important that we should know that when we are talking about the independence in the Islamic teachings is that you are dependent on Allah and no one else. So when you're dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get the independence from every single thing that is in this world, this material world, maybe the countries, the superpowers, maybe the friends, family. So because you're dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you leave everything on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what tawakkul, the concept of tawakkul in the Islam that talks about this, that you do your job and you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini is also saying that you must have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, you need to apply this on yourself. When you are depending on solely, like if you're depending solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will make you free of any need the way He is free of any need. And then you become an independent person. You think independently, you think freely. For example, for the scholars, generally, this is the issue. When they go to a place in order to deliver a speech, sometimes the management or the place where they're delivering speech, they stop them from talking about some issues or maybe something hard, which is hard to understand. So he's not independent to speak out. And then he relies on the fees which are given by them or maybe because they have invited. But if he is an independent person, he can freely talk about the issues. So therefore, it is important that in the self-building, we become the dependents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are the true servants of Allah, we are connected to a divine source. and then we become divine, and therefore we will not need anything. Similarly, if we start from ourselves, we can make our country independent of anything, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa